is the Rochelle Sparrow Connection. And we were going to have Jill Dane on, who is the love psychic, and she's going to be with us, hopefully, next Saturday, same time, same bat channel, at 5 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. But we have a wonderful guest with us, and Mary Sutherland is a researcher. She has just come back from a trip in Kentucky, and I believe that we are going to do some channeling tonight, and it's going to be with your host, Rochelle Sparrow. And we are live streaming this through www.burlingtonnews.net. And guest who's the host? Our own Mary Sutherland. Thank you so much, Mary, for joining us.
You're more than welcome, Rochelle. And hello, listeners. Glad to be on the Rochelle Sparrow Show. And like Rochelle said, not only do you get to hear the Rochelle Sparrow on VBS Radio, but you also get to hear it as it's playing through VBS Radio. It is also being live streamed through BurlingtonNews.net live stream. So, you know, you got the best of both worlds here. So,
that's right. Two for one.
Yeah, and, 2-for-1.
And for those who'd like to call, we have a wonderful toll-free number. It's 1-877-876-5227. And thank you all so much. So, Mary, tell us what you've been up to lately.
Well, first of all, we're trying to put together one of our biggest ventures right now is we're trying to put together a television station where we have all these lots of where they'll be available for people to have their own television show on the station. And of course, naturally, you're working with us on this, and also we're we've had quite a lot of interest on it. As a matter of fact, we've even had people from Australia contacting us, wanting to help out, thinking it's a great idea. So, and for you listeners future viewers, we're hoping to have everything up and running in the year 2007. No, it can't be done in 2006 because it's a big, big, big project. But it expect to see it in its full glory in 2007. So anyone that's interested in having your own show, contact us here or at Rochelle's. You go to just burlingtonnews.net, and we have a promo up on it. And you just click where it says contact, and it'll take you right to us. Excuse me, and there you be able to give us your support and or tell us what you want to see and various things like that. But it's a big venture.
It is a big venture, and it's been a really exciting period for us because about 9 months ago, what happened is that I had this awakening while I was in Sedona, and through that awakening, I went out of my meditation, out of this healing center, over to dinner with Britt Elders, who hosts a couple of her own radio shows, and said, you know what, there should be a 24/7 station where people can have spiritual shows. And since then, all these events happened, which were, some of them were just complete miracles. But it gelled into four women getting together. Myself and Mary and Elizabeth Galen Baker and Sarah Simmons, mm-hmm. as well as Britt Elders, who is going to be the host of one of our very first television shows, and deciding that this is what's needed out there, this is what you need out there, and this is what you want, is a 24/7 spiritual show to really connect you with the sources that are within you, your spirit guides, your psychic information, all of the ascension information, the information that you most need and want. We are going to put the spiritual teachers out there that aren't necessarily mainstream. These are people that have, like this wonderful radio station, www.bbsradio.com, and Mary Station, burlingtonnews.net. Like those kinds of stations, the people that are on those shows, we are going to put out there on television with their books, with their knowledge, with their information, and you are going to be able to access that information. this is very, very exciting.
And then we're going to be having programs on for paranormal, metaphysical. We're going to have talk shows. A nice blend of everything. We'll have music. We'll have the like music programs. But I think that's PBS too, isn't it? There's a free television station, that is public broadcast. PBS, that's what it is, where they have like fundraisers, And so we'll be doing that too, fundraising, auctions, various things like that. Movies, it's going to be similar to your sci-fi station, but without the there'll be a little fluff, but. With a lot of information, a lot of good information, and uncensored information. We want to have something that we can use as a tool to get out there and create that sort of balance. Because right at this point in time, we think that the television programs, they're not balanced well enough. I mean, they're out there, and they're giving you a little information, but the information's slanted, or it is just information. It's the same old information repeated over and over and over again. Where what we want to do is provide you with new information, and give the opportunity to other people to be able to have programs on that can do the same.
Yeah, and what I would really like to see, as I'm just kind of focusing in on this, is making it experiential. So shows that can involve you. In other words, if you want to learn how to connect with your guides, then you can view a meditation. You can go through the exercises that are being presented to you right there on the television show so that you can follow along with it and actually gain information from inside of you right there, right then, right in the moment that helps you access your own information. I think it's going to be incredibly exciting.
Well, that is what we're going to be doing with the channel itself. The station itself, this, like I said, it's going to be a full-size station with the many programs, but also I myself am putting together a regular show. You're putting together a show on organic cooking, right?
That's right. It's just about to be accepted, so it's going to be very, very accepted, very, very successful.
And then I'm going to be putting together a show that will be more or less an extension of our radio show. But we're going to have a little thing that's a little bit different than most television programs. Ours is going to be done via the telephone, but also with the internet connection, whereas you will actually be able to view the television screen, watch the show, but able to interact with us as the show is going on via the internet.
Awesome.
Yeah. And you'll be able to send pictures in. You'll be able to, and files, and we'll be reviewing them right on the television program. You'll be able to interact, by talking, giving your comments, and we'll be and putting those out right then and there as they come in. So it's a hands-on type of an operation, something just a little bit different than what you see on TV today, but that's our goal.
That is so cool. When do you expect that to be up and running?
Well, we're working on that program now. Okay, and but also, again, that's just one of the programs we're working on, but I'm also working on getting that station up and running. So it's kind of, I'm working on both at the same time, right at this point in time, I'm working with someone to get a trailer put together for the show itself, as well as a trailer for the station that we can use to send out to the various advertising agencies, to to have them, you know, encourage them to help us find shows to fill the slot.
That is what Spirit was talking about the other day. Exactly that. That is just so cool. How awesome. So tell us about Kentucky.
Okay. Kentucky. What can I say about Kentucky? We went down to, first of all, people, if you're interested in my work, which I hope you are, you can go to burlingtonnews.net/J, as in James Scott, J Scott, that's J-S-O-T-T, burlingtonnews.net/J Scott.
And maybe you want to just give them an overview of what your work is, because it's very broad and very expansive.
Okay. First of all, we here not only have the radio station, we do shows here Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays, but we also have a live stream show where we're running shows 24/7. And this is our that is our radio show, but then also we have an internet television show where you can sit back and watch our documentaries that we have, Brad and myself have done while out on the road. We take a trip once a year and we choose one of our interests and follow through on that, and we go and visit people that have been on our show or some sort of research that I've been doing with these people. So when we get there, we put these documentaries together on what we've seen, who we've talked to, and things like that. And then we put them up on our internet television site. So we have the internet radio, we have the internet television, we have, I am a researcher. I'm not just a radio host or television host. I actually go out there and research my material, hands-on. Our site, we have the largest site on the internet, worldwide internet or worldwide web, on tunnels. The largest site on the worldwide web for giants. We have, the largest site out there on Atlantis in North America. My research ranges from everything from UFOs, paranormal, to the metaphysics, to research of ancient man and the races that have been here. All the various earth changes that earth has gone through since its very beginning, and what has happened to man during these earth changes. We're quite extensive with our work, but one of the things that I'm known best for is my research that I do on interdimensional photography.
Yes, and that's what I wanted to bring up.
Yeah, I am real proud of that, because we are, I think, one of the very few. I mean, there's less than a handful of people that actually are able to capture the other side, or to see the that's even capable of doing interdimensional photography. But even though there's a few that's been able to catch one or two pictures, Brad and I have literally thousands of pictures up on our site of photographing the other world, the multi-dimensions, the multiverses, people of what they call phase shifting, where they're actually stepping from one world and shifting into another world, or literally disappearing.
I really want to share with you folks to really take a look at this. This is just, if you are looking for proof positive that there are other dimensions, I really challenge you to take a look at this site right now. It's www.burlingtonnews.com and you .net, sorry. And you will see pictures of, for example, Mary shapeshifting from one dimension into another, where she literally disappears in golden light right there before your eyes into another dimension, and then you can see her come back. And you'll see astral gates, astral phenomena such as a scorpion showing up on Mary's face that look like light beings, like just amazing, amazing photographs of many, many different things. It's just an amazing sight.
Yeah, they're called tulpoids.
Tulpoids, thank you.
T-U-L-P-O-I-D-S. These are various entities that are pulled out of the mind world, which is... Well, it's a world that it exists. It carries all the building blocks of, you know, of apparently think there's a certain world that, you know, there. How do I explain this? There's worlds that we do not see, but they exist in our world at different vibrations. And sometimes, in my case, with the scorpion on my face, what had happened was I was dousing. I was looking for some ley lines because we were investigating a sacred site that I believe to have been a temple area. And as I was dousing, my mind was connected from one world into that other world. And through that connection, I accidentally pulled this tulpoid out, and it looked like an ethereal type. If you see the photo, it looks etheric, but it's also quite solid enough where you can see the shape of it and everything, and it's on one side of my face, and the tail drops down around my neck and kind of curls right around into my ear. So, and you couldn't see it, you know, with your physical eye, but as one of my researchers, Jolene, had taken the picture, she had, the camera captured it, you know, so.
And that's at www.burlingtonnews.net. Just absolutely amazing photographs.
Yeah, what you want to do is just, when you get to that page, just scroll down to the bottom and you'll see these various pictures. And you just click onto those pictures, and that will open you up to the sites. And I'm sure that you'll find it there. And if you can't, then just contact us. If you're interested in the scorpion picture, just contact us, and I can give you the address at that point in time. So our site's like New York City. I mean, once you get on it, I deliberately designed it this way, where I wanted people to get lost, you know,
mm-hmm.
In their own world. I wanted to create an alternate reality, and that's how I designed my website in order to actually do that. Where once you get on, you start clicking, and the next thing you know, you're so deep into this reality, you know, you forget about what's actually. Anything else, actually. It's because we have links that link up to other links that link up to others, and you can literally spend months, 6 months to a year going back and forth on my site through the various links that I have and references, and you know, because I have BurlingtonNews.net, I have LivingInTheLight.com, I have a few other websites as well that I can't even remember right now. But you just keep clicking on and going to the various links that says, you know, like if I hit something like Atlantis, it'll say see Epsilon. You get to Epsilon, it says see some other page, Giants or whatever. So it just keeps bouncing it all around. And the next thing you know, you're kind of like pulled into that alternate reality. You know, so it's kind of cool.
It's more than cool.
People have fun on that site, you know. And then, of course, you know, they can listen to the music and watch the shows. And then we're also set up that people have immediate access to me because as they're on my sites, I have Yahoo Instant Messenger. There's a little bar there that says that I'm online, and you just click that, and it just instantly takes you to me. And so if you got a question on my site, you know, or anything like that, you just click And next thing you know, you hear Mary say, yes. And they say, is that really you? And I go, yes, it is. And that's true. I try to make myself always available, always. When you get an email, I answer it personally. You instant message me, I'm there for you to, I'm there, you know, so. Sometimes I sleep, but not often.
Not lately, from what I've heard.
Yeah, we've been busy.
Yeah, very busy. So tell us about some of the haunted woods trips, because one of the other things that Mary does is that she'll take you on trips here in Burlington, Wisconsin, where, by the way, there's a lot to Mary. There's a lot to Mary's life and a lot to Mary, but one of the wonderful things about Mary, and we're so gracious and blessed to have you on this show, is that she is a shaman, and she has these abilities within her to actually turn into a portal herself. Hello?
Hi, is this Jill?
No, Jill's not on tonight.
She's not.
We have Mary Sutherland with us, and Jill will be on next Saturday at 5. There's been a switch in schedule at the very last minute.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, so we'll talk to you next week at 5 o'clock.
All right, thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
And also, let's see, we have some people on our live stream. First of all, I'd like to say hi to Wayne. I'd like to say hi to Candy. And then we've also, there's someone else, that would like maybe possibly a reading, but you want to give them your telephone number so that they can call, because you're not listening to Burlington News right at this point in time. What we are doing, if you're listening on my stream, what you're hearing is Rochelle speaking through BBS radio.
Yeah, let's see if we can confuse them even more. Well, Jill Dane, who is the love psychic, was supposed to join us this evening, and she will be on next Saturday at 5 p.m. PST time on the Rochelle Sparrow Connection. And we have Mary Sutherland from Bufo Radio, www.burlingtonnews.net, with us tonight. And we are talking with her about her adventures in Burlington, Wisconsin, with being a shamanic portal, her very own self, and connecting with other dimensions in a very natural state, which kind of allows her to literally be in two places at once. Hello.
Hello, this is Elizabeth.
Hey, Elizabeth, we don't have Jill with us tonight.
We what?
We don't have Jill with us tonight.
Oh.
Yes, you have Mary Sutherland.
Yeah, we have Mary.
Hi, Mary. How are you?
Good. I'm doing great. Thank you. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. I got busy working, and I promised Rochelle I'd call in, so I had to almost sneak away from work, and now Jill's not there.
That's okay. We were talking a little bit earlier about folks, Elizabeth is the lady that we were talking about earlier that is working with us on this station that we are putting together, and she's working with Rochelle on putting the program together for the organic cooking. So welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show, Elizabeth.
Thank you. Should I come up? What am I supposed to do? Am I supposed to come up with a question, or
Why don't you just say hello to everyone? Why don't you tell them about you and what we're doing, since, as Mary mentioned, since we're all together right here. I mean, this is a wonderful thing, actually. We could tell people about what we're doing with our plans to create 24-7 live spiritual programming.
Well, I think it's just an idea whose time has definitely come, because I always know when I'm inspired and ideas are feeding into my brain that they're coming from spirit, and I'm just a channel. I'm a different kind of channel than Mary and Rochelle. I'm a someone that puts creative programs together, and I started out, first I did something really, really good, and that was raise two marvelous sons into being men. But then after that, I wanted to work on films. So I was in L.A. Somebody stopped me on the street the first day in L.A. and said, oh, you're a filmmaker and you're going to be making films. This was in the 1980s. And it took me 3 years to get a job as a production assistant on my first film, which is a gopher. But it only took me 2 weeks to become the assistant to the director. And then on the next film, I was UPM, Unit Production Manager, which means I was running the whole show, the whole set. So when things happen that fast for me, I'm always aware that I'm on the right path and that spirit has created some sort of timing miracle so that I've done in maybe a month what should have taken about 3 or 4 or 10 years. And then I worked on 11 feature films as either a script supervisor or a unit production manager. And then Spirit, I was having a wonderful time. Spirit tapped me on the shoulder and reminded me that I had things to do on this planet and that I had now learned how to make films and that that was an important part of what I was going to be doing. And so I had the courage to walk away and see if I could write better stories. And that led me to being associate editor of Body, Mind, Spirit, a national magazine. And on that, I interviewed actors and producers and wrote about films and did a national cover story on Tom Hanks and Forrest Gump. And that was 1995. And then I stumbled over a story that needed to be told and decided I would make my first documentary film. And that won the New York International Independent Film and Video Festival. It was called When Buffalo Roam, and it was designed to stop the slaughter of the buffalo at Yellowstone National Park. And then I did my second documentary. It won the White Sands Film Festival, which was judged in New York. And that was a feature-length documentary that was in-depth interviews with the artists who created the, who painted life-size ponies in New Mexico. And I worked hard to help start a film industry in New Mexico. And then we had this marvelous idea that came popping into my brain about this how to eat right and live well. And my thought was that we live in an environment right now where in order to really talk about important things, you have to sort of joke about it. I got an inspiration from George Clooney making a joke at the Golden Globes, and afterwards he said, if you have something really serious to say, you better turn it into a joke, because we live in a very difficult political environment now. And so I suddenly had this idea of creating a cooking show where we have two goals. One is to teach people how to stay healthy, how to keep the planet healthy, and the second is to have extraordinary conversation around the table eating the healthy food. And so we have a woman named Britt Elders who is an absolute qualified expert on organic food and how to eat for various medical conditions. And the second is Peter Coyote, who is one of the most charming conversationalists and intelligent thinkers that we've had in a long time. So these are all part and partial of the treatment that is now being represented by a great agent named Joel Dean, and we're just waiting to hear if we're going to get to do that story. And then we had four wonderful women, Rochelle, Mary, a marvelous woman named Sarah, and myself, came together and said, wow, if we can do it for this one program, we could do a 24-hour spiritual station. There's so many people who need to get their voices heard, and the part I would play is just taking these creative ideas and weaving them into a marvelous show, and each hour would bring a new and qualified point of view and help to the planet.
Thank you. Thank you, Elizabeth, for sharing all that information. You know, the interesting thing about this is that Mary and I, as we talked about the other day, have been talking about this 24/7 show for months.
Yeah.
The station.
9 months, 10 months. Yeah.
And we didn't. It didn't really click that we're supposed to be doing this together, probably until the last couple of weeks.
Yeah. Well, you know, it always happens that way because Spirit isn't ready to have it really happen. But when Spirit mm-hmm. is ready to have it really happen, all of a sudden it clicks.
It does, you know, and I just think it's because we're just nearing the end of this, where, of course, it's going to be successful, and, of course, it's going to be very, very well received by the public, and it's just about to happen. And I think that that is going to be our first kickoff with the show. And, of course, once that happens and we have that on the airways, everything else is going to flow. So I think that's why it didn't really gel between you and me, Mary, until the past couple of weeks.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, and here's the other thing, and then I have to go back in because I'm really at work and I should be in working. But here's the other thing. I know you have a lot of marvelous listeners out there. There may be people tonight who would be interested in having a show on a spiritual station that we could get marvelous listeners for and viewers for. So if there are, then I would pitch that you should call Rochelle and Mary and talk to them about the hour or 30-minute show that you would like to get on the air and how that's going to be possible.
Yeah, we can make that possible for you because it's going to happen.
And I'll tell you, these two women can really do anything. They
well,
are very exciting women, and I'm
not with
I
not
feel
without
privileged
you.
To, I feel privileged to have called in and been able to talk this long, and I love you both.
I love you. Thank you. Thank you.
So,
thank you.
So I'm going to hang up now, but I hope that I hope you get a lot of other good phone calls, and I appreciate the time.
All right.
Thank you. And I just want to give that number out again. For those of you who want to talk about this television station that we're thinking about, if you are interested in participating in a show, let's make it all happen. You know, it's going to be us together putting out that energy together that will unify the energy, will manifest the energy into existence. And I believe that there are so many people interested in having this done that that is what's going to accelerate it out there to the masses. So let's make that call and response to Spirit happen. Let's make it manifest. 1-877-876-5227. And we are at www.burlingtonnews.net and, of course, www.bbsradio.com.
All right.
All right. So tell us about Kentucky.
Well, first of all, you wanted to, you had asked earlier about the Haunted Woods.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. Thank you for reminding me to finish that.
The Haunted Woods, that's just a nickname we have given this place because actually it's so much more. I discovered it several years back. I was working, and while I was sitting at the computer working away, Spirit came to me and says, get in the car, and we're going to show you the place. So I got into the car without asking any questions, got into the car, and used myself as a human dosing, like a human dosing rod. I would drive until I felt that the energies was weakening. Then I would stop, turn around, go back until I could pick up the stronger signal. And I kept following the signal until I ended up in this wooded area. I got out of the car, went into this beautiful little woods, and started taking pictures. And that was during the daytime, and I managed to get a picture of, what do they call it, a wood nymph. That was like, it's like a little person, and it was sitting up in a tree, and it had almost like a teddy bear face. And it was just sitting up there looking back at me. And it was at that point in time I was hooked. And then, during the daytime, I seen it as an enchanted forest with little people. But then one night I went back another time I went back during the night, and I realized that the whole energies change at night. And it changes from an enchanted forest to almost like a haunted wood. The area, and I just discovered this today. Brad last night, we did a haunted tour, or a tour into these woods, and it was just before it got dark, and Brad caught a certain picture. That picture explained to me everything. The woods that we go into, because I'm standing at ground level, so I'm not really seeing it, but when I looked at the picture, I realized that what makes it so special is that the second woods where the Manitou stones are is actually it's a pyramid.
Huh.
Filled with and I never realized it until, for years, I never realized it until today. And it's like, oh my gosh, this explains so much. But anyhow, we take people in there, and if visualize the Christian cross, okay? You have your vertical line, you have your horizontal line crossing over. Well, this is representative of the energy lines of Mother Earth. Some of the lines go horizontal and the others are going vertical, and they kind of just, all this energy travels on these lines. And where some of these lines are very strong and carry a lot of energy. And if you think of, when they cross over, what they do is they create a spark. And that spark is so tremendous that it opens up these portals or doorways into other worlds. And think of something, I guess what you could do is think of like a battery cable. Take two battery cables, hook them to a battery, you know, so they got that full charge. Then take those two ends and touch them, and you see that big spark. Then think to yourself how much of a bigger spark it is when the earth energy points come together. And that's what happens, is that if they come together, there's that spark, and it opens up these doorways. And
now, is that something that you see or you experience, is the sparks?
Yeah, you don't see them, but you do on camera. Okay,
oh.
You don't see them physically. You can feel them, though, all right? And this is what I do, is I take people out to this area. I use this area, well, first of all, let me finish what happens here, is this area is a sacred site. I'm sure all of you are aware of the Oregon vortex, the Oregon portals, but this is, you know, there you have that distortion of space, things roll uphill, or you're one height and the same height as another person, but when you step around that person, you're taller than that person. Okay, so you have that illusion of I don't think it's really an illusion. It shows you something that you're not expecting. You know, it doesn't fit with our known physics. Okay. Or our understanding of our physics today, but this area here is so much more. What it does is when you get into these areas, you actually have dimensional shifts where you separate, you step out of yourself, you separate, and you end up into these alternate universes, parallel universes, And I have the ability, and now my husband has the ability, to be able to photograph people as they step into these other worlds. And as we're stepping into these other worlds, other entities are coming out. And, of course, this is one of the things we have to be careful of, is we always make sure that we take positive people with us, okay? And because we realize that the woods actually manifest things according to our thoughts. And once I realized that, I try to, if I have anybody that's negative, you know, I don't even bother taking them out, because I have way too much respect of what these woods can actually manifest. We have people that said that they're trying to call, but nobody's answering the phone. So I don't know what's going on, Rochelle.
Oh. Huh. Don, are you there answering the phone?
But, of course, we had somebody else writing in saying that they called and there was the line was busy, and now no one's answering the phone. So
Wow, okay.
But, so anyhow, this is a place that actually manifests according to your thoughts. And then people have out-of-body experiences. They've actually seen, many people have heard the drum beats of the Native Americans. Some have actually seen shamans. We've seen hooded robe beings up there. One time, there's been several different people that have seen, like, the little people. There's actually a fairy kingdom that we came across about a month or so ago. I finally recognized it. I was finally able, I imagine it's been there for some time, it's just that I finally was able to tap into that energy and was able to see it. But and we photograph it all the time now. We have people stand there, and that's where they'll leave like candy or tobacco or something, like a little offering to the little people. And when they stand there, a portal opens up, and we've actually photographed where the people, like last night, we were actually able to photograph where the that fairy kingdom actually was pulling a layer of that person into their kingdom. You know, so you'd see like the person standing there, but you'd see like a shadow of that person stepping out of their body and being pulled into that fairy kingdom. So that's quite interesting. So
very.
We had someone here. When was that? Last Friday, I think it was. They've been to the pyramids in Egypt. They've been to Stonehenge, and they never experienced what they experienced here. We've had other people that have been to Stonehenge and the pyramids and have claimed that this is something that you know, that is beyond explanation, and they all leave, you know, so thrilled of what they've experienced. And what we do here is I've come to the understanding that what these woods are all about, and why Spirit showed the woods to me, is the woods actually are being used by Spirit to teach people. So what they do is they use me as a tool to take the people into the woods, and then I teach the people how to be able to come, become one with nature, to be able to listen to the sounds of the woods, to be aware of their surroundings, you know, to feel the stones, to feel the trees, you know, to feel their vibration.
Hello?
Hello, Rochelle?
Yes!
Well, hello, this is Candy. Is Mary there with you?
Yeah, hi, Candy.
Well, hi.
Okay, Candy is, I just wanted to say first, thanks for calling. I want to tell Rochelle, Candy is actually one of our members of Gold Star Us, and also one of our investigators,
right,
and had been into the woods herself and has actually disappeared.
Okay, sorry.
Oh, perfect timing.
Well, hello.
Hello. Did you have a question?
No, I was just calling to say hi. You guys.
Okay, that's wonderful. I'm glad you don't have a question.
Oh.
Candy, maybe you could explain that day
yes.
that we went out there and you actually disappeared.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure our audience would love to hear that.
Well, yes, that's true. And we also, we left rather quickly that night.
It was kind of scary, actually.
Okay, can you speak up, Candy?
Can I speak up? Can you
hear me? Yeah, I'm having a hard time hearing you.
Oh, I'm sorry. Can you hear me better now?
A little bit, yeah.
Oh, no.
A little bit louder.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
That's better.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. Okay. It sounds scary. Is it okay to talk about it?
Oh, sure.
Okay.
Well, it's fun. That's fun to me.
You want to tell them what happened, Candy?
Well, did you tell them when the sticks came down on us?
No, I haven't
heard
anything about it.
Now they're throwing stuff at us, so we weren't there that long. And we left rather quickly, but that is one of my favorite places to go, and I had to call in when I heard you were talking about it. And I also want to know, where's the pyramid?
Yeah, what? I can hardly hear
you. Did you say
it was a
pyramid?
Yeah, the second woods. I'll put that picture up on the website so you can see it.
Oh.
But Brad got it last night when we were out there, and I've never noticed that, but I think that's how come it's so sacred. It's a pyramid.
Really? Yeah. Well, now I have to see that.
So tell us about what happened to you.
When we went to the woods?
Yeah, how you disappeared.
Well, we were walking through, and all of a sudden I heard her say, she said, where are you? Where did you go? And I'm like, well, wait a minute, I'm right here, because I was there. And she goes, no, you're not there. And then I started walking towards her, and then all of a sudden, in the next picture, I was there, and they were in succession on the camera because we looked at them. So
Mary could hear you, but she couldn't see you?
She could not see me, no.
Could she hear you?
You'd have to ask her because Mary,
what happened
when I disappeared, could you hear me?
And then what happened was we had all those sticks falling from... It was like there was something above the treetops that was breaking the treetops.
Well, that's what
all the limbs and the sticks started falling down from the treetops, right?
Well, that's what I had started to say. Remember, I go, oh, great, now they're throwing things at us. And you said, I think it's better time we go. Oh.
Yeah,
but you can look in every picture that we took. I know I am looking straight up with my mouth wide open, just looking up there. It's like, wow, looking for... if there might be somebody up there throwing something, that's how it was. You could literally hear them breaking off the trees and coming down on us, and the wind picked up. It was crazy. I don't know how to describe it, but it's one of the few times when I've been out trying to do an investigation where I was scared that time.
Were you scared too, Mary?
You bet.
But now the other times that I've been there, that is such a fun place. The first time I went, it was like Halloween time. Can you guys hear me? Because it seems like I'm yelling.
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay. It was Halloween time, and a bunch of people went out there, and it was so fun. That was like the funnest thing that I did in years. And then we've been out there since then. But the one time, that was when it got warmer, and it was spring. It was in April when we went out there, and I disappeared. I swear, we were there about, 20 minutes, maybe?
Yeah.
And then we felt as if we were having things thrown at us, like we were supposed to leave, and we did. We didn't push it too much.
What did you make of that, Mary? Could you hear her when she disappeared?
Well, what we think, I don't know. I'm still trying to figure out exactly what happened, but the odd part was how those treetops were breaking. And
well,
I'm always
I know it.
Wondering if a UFO hadn't come down. And that was the a UFO up there that was causing those trees to break like that.
Wow.
But I don't know. It could have been the propulsion underneath the UFO that was because there was a large wind that had picked up, too. And these trees just start, the limbs just start breaking all over the place, dropping down on us.
Well, that wouldn't surprise me because we certainly had our share of UFOs come in while we've been doing the show.
Yeah. And we always have a UFO that comes out there, don't we, Candy? it's like any night that we go out there, you could almost expect to see a UFO anymore.
Candy?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So. Interestingly enough, we've been seeing a couple here in Phoenix. My husband, who's like, he's got his own sense of spirituality, but he's more concrete than we are.
Grounded, yeah.
And
as they call it.
We were out in Tempe. We were just standing in line going in to see a comic at a comedy club, and he looks up in the sky, and he sees this, like, this bright light, very large, like a planet, just take off. Just take a curve, take off, and he's like, I just saw a UFO.
Wow.
I just saw a UFO. Yeah, Michael, you just saw a UFO.
Jeff Wallin has been sending us a lot of pictures from Phoenix lately.
Mm-hmm.
You have a huge UFO flap down there going on right now.
Yeah, okay. Well, my husband will be happy to hear that. He'll be happy to hear the validation.
As a matter of fact, I can send you the photos that Jeff has sent us. In the videos if you want.
Yeah. That would be very cool.
Yeah, we've seen, these UFOs have been here. Candy can verify this. But we've had these UFOs here for at least 4 years now, right, Candy?
Yes. I've seen those pictures from out there. Yes. That is a UFO in the wind.
We
picture.
Can just barely hear
for
you.
Sure.
So
we sit in our pool, you guys. We got a pool, and at night, we lay out in the pool, and there's nothing but airplanes going back and forth, you know. But now my daughter, she's terrified of UFOs, and we've started looking for them. Like you lay on a raft. You ought to come try it, Mary. Lay on
yeah.
a raft. But so far I haven't been able to photograph anything. I can't get my camera to do that, so I don't know what I'm doing wrong.
Well, you might need to put it in the photo editor and enlarge it, then put brightness to it in contrast. That's what I do.
Is that what you do?
So do you think these UFOs have anything to do with what's happening in the Haunted Woods?
I think that because the Haunted Woods has these portals,
mm-hmm.
They're using these portals to travel in and out.
Mm-hmm.
They're almost like a space gate or a stargate. And then we also know that if there's some UFO, sometimes there's activity going up in the second woods that what spirit will not let us in there. You know, it'll create so much havoc in the woods that it frightens us to the point where we turn around and leave. It's the Candy and I aren't there.
Do you think that's what happened? I think that might be what happened with us that night. They didn't want us going back there.
Yeah.
Very interesting. The Haunted Woods, www.burlingtonnews.net. And I imagine you're going to be putting that picture of the pyramid up pretty soon.
Yeah. That was a pretty wonderful discovery for me because it explains so much. Because I always suspected that area was a temple area.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you about that before. Can you explain to people? We just got a couple more minutes. But what do you mean by temple area? Temple of what?
Well, we feel that, we know that there was an ancient race here in Burlington, Wisconsin, prior to the Native Americans. As a matter of fact, the Mormon religion, the branch of the Strangites, was based off the discovery of these grass plates that were found here in right outside of Burlington. And, you know, the brass plates, they're burial plates that hung around in this case, a giant's neck. And he was buried, and the prophet Strang was given a vision to that he could be found at this underneath this large tree. And so he went there with some witnesses and dug there and found this giant and found these plates. And it told who these people, it gave the name of the person, the giant. It gave, there was like a picture of him engraved on the plate. It said that he was a priest king. It also told about the people that lived there, that they were miners, and that, and we believe that they were in most likelihood involved with King Solomon and his signing here in North America. And so we So we know that with these people that they were actually, even though a lot of people think that, you know, they view King Solomon as Israelite, it's all connected to ancient Egypt, and so we had that type of so they had the same type of religions with the temples and things like that, and they had the understanding of how these portals worked, and they used the temple areas, you know, to do their ceremonies to create the magic for interdimensional travel.
We have a call.
Okay.
Yes. Well, that little beep was a call.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Well, I'm going to let you guys go. I just called to say hi.
Thank you so much for calling in.
It was
thank
nice
you.
To meet you, Rochelle.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Candy.
Okay, talk to you later, Mary.
Okay. And like
bye-bye.
Said, okay. And Candy, like I said, is one of our members of our Ghost R Us. We have various Yahoo groups. We have Ghost R Us. We have it, which is, you know.
I hate to let you know, but we're...
We got to run.
Yep.
Okay, that's www.burlingtonnews.net. Thank you all so much. Next week is Jill Dane. Up and coming is the Don and Wynn Show. And thank you so much to Don and Doug, who are just absolutely wonderful. And thank you for allowing us to do this show, and Mary for being on the show. Thank you, everyone.
And remember, Rochelle Farrell is on our show every other Friday night.
That's
so
right.
You can have psychic readings through us. Okay?
Okay, and I'll be on next Friday night. Thank you all. Bye-bye now.